Hey, what are we talking about?
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Yes, I am.
And we are speaking with Shari Vitone, who is the Project Independence Senior Mobility Manager.
Hello again.
And what I would like to do, Shari, is go back almost to the basics.
Okay.
And give an overview before specifics of, you know, we have done over 200,000 rides, but of course you can't take everybody to everything because that would be millions of rides and there's not enough money. And,
right.
and considering what we've done, it's a gift.
Right.
What does fall under it and how can you work with, you know, and I know you do
sure.
work with them. Let the people know how you work with somebody who wants to go either swimming or to visit a grandchild.
Okay.
You know.
Thank you. So basically the program is for non-emergency medical type visits. Anything that you're seeing a medical professional or a physical therapist or an optician, dentist, dental hygienist, you're going for a medical reason. So anything of that sort would be okay. What would not be okay? So swimming with a physical therapist with a real appointment to see a licensed therapist is approved. Going to swim because it's important, the doctor says you need to swim as well as take walks and everything else, is unfortunately not part of the program.
Okay.
We do have to draw the line somewhere. We have to draw the line where somebody lives. It's only available to residents in the town. If you're unfortunately living next door to the property of the town, and you call for service, it's unfortunately, you know, we have people living across the street that want our services. But you're not a resident of the town, so you must be within the parameters, the border of the town. And it, the same thing applies for type of service. We really need to draw the line. It's a difficult thing sometimes because we know what this activity is so incredibly important. So what I do is I speak with the person and I find out what it is that they need to accomplish. And then I help them to figure out a way to get there. And along the way, I'm fortunate, I say fortunate, to hear what it is that they really need or what they're struggling with. And I can refer them to my team members, so a Project Independent social worker or a nurse or someone that can help address some of these
okay.
needs, answer some more questions, see what's needed in the home. See, I might hear that there's a finance question. If they can't pay for the taxis to go to the library or to the pool, they sometimes share things in that conversation. And then I remind them, Project Independence could be a way for you to find out everything that you are entitled to. Would you like me to refer you? I always get permission. So they don't have to call back 311. I just pass it along. They get a call back. So that's just part of what we do. Along the way, we've learned to fine-tune things. The process has been running so quickly between call 311. People call 311. The email goes to the taxi. It's all working very quick. So sometimes I miss the opportunity to intervene, have that dialogue. Recently, we enacted a change. We met with 311, and they now added a question call takers ask in every call. Is this your first time riding? Yes, no. When they close it, an email goes to the taxi, but Christina and I both receive emails that say, new rider alert. That gives me the opportunity to reach out and give an orientation. Maybe
wow.
the person has recently stopped driving. Maybe their spouse is in rehab and the spouse drove. So the circumstances come out sometimes, but I'm really there to just provide, you know, the tips, best practices, tips on how to use the service, get the most out of it, manage expectations, what to do if you don't see the car, because we've found that new riders are more inclined to have a problem than, and we don't want complaints. So it's better to reach people up front, give them the courtesy of knowing details,
right,
because
right, right.
call takers go through very quick. Where are you going? What are you doing? And now, are you a new rider? Yes. Now comes to me. I call right before they travel, have a conversation, double check the price estimate, and give them, you know, various tips. One tip being, the best time to use the service? Why give an expectation that 8:30 in the morning the cab will be on time? So I tell them straight out, best time to use service between 10 and 4. Oh, but I already scheduled my first ride for that hour. No problem. I'm going to give the taxi a heads up that this is your first time riding and ask that they look out for you and do their best. And I do that. That's all. But and I do that for every new rider. And there's, maybe 10 to 15 new riders a month. It's a lot.
That is a lot.
And sometimes it's temporary. They only need it for that day. They were going to the eye doctor and having their eyes dilated or whatever it is. It's not that a new rider all of a sudden becomes a very frequent flyer
right.
with us. But so that's part of what we do. And what's so nice is I get some really nice dialogue back. Do I have a minute to share?
Sure, absolutely.
Here?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
So I gave a new rider orientation yesterday. And sweet lady, she said she drives, but not today with the snow blocking her car. And she had remembered that her friend said to her, for heaven's sakes, haven't you heard of Project Independence? So she kept it in mind. And so, and then she went on to say, you know, after I gave her the full orientation for her first ride, which was today, you have to call the day before
right.
for today. She said, it is so nice to know there's someone out there looking out for us seniors, because once one is alone, you don't know who to trust, and you're really looking for just someone who's trustworthy. And so she felt really good about the reach out that we took the time to have the conversation to help her to feel more comfortable. And then she added, you know, I can't find a handyman that I can trust, and I have some small things. So what did I do? You referred it to social worker for a call back about the help at home program. So, you know, sometimes these small dialogues
right, right.
mean so much that somebody feels like they're in our embrace, that they're cared about. But it also is an opportunity to share just small things that come up in conversation about the other services that we can provide. So she also said, you and Project Independence are doing something nice for someone else, and it really makes a difference. And, you know, it's one of these things that you hang up and you say, ah, it's
that
so
is,
sweet.
It, you know.
So while it seems like it's ways and we're air traffic controlling, we really, you know, there's ample moments
okay.
to make a difference.
Your ways with a heart now.
Yes.
Now, honestly, you know, Project Independence, we're going to go off for a yeah. touch here. Project Independence itself, mm-hmm. and I don't know how many staff you have. It's not big.
Small staff.
Everybody owns their job there. They take it to heart. This is not like, oh, I got to get paid. I got to get there at 9 o'clock and I leave at 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They want to be there. And I know every one of you guys over there. And everyone comes in with the same degree of compassion and caring for the person they're talking to on the other end of the phone as if it was their own mother.
Oh,
and it really
you.
Is. It's the truth,
it
though. And just you have the knowledge to get me where I want to go. But you do it with love. And so Christina
yes.
picking on the show
yes.
and Kimberly and mm-hmm. Paula and Rebecca, everybody over yeah. there. I might have probably missed the name, but, you know, everybody in general.
Yes.
It really is just tremendous.
It truly is.
You know.
Yes, it's very special.
So if I can, as far as the area coverage, I live in the town of North Hempstead, so it's available to me. If I have my doctor's appointment in the town of North Hempstead, that's easy. But what happens, for example, if my doctor and the location happens to be Long Island Jewish Hospital, Nassau University Medical Center, or my doctor's in Garden City, am I out in the cold?
Oh.
Switch doctors. Who told you to go there?
No, you know what's, you know what's funny? We actually do go there.
Oh,
okay.
Look at that. Switch doctors.
So we have a few exceptions. We say it's the town line, but of course, some of our most important destinations are on the perimeter of our town, just beyond our town line. Long Island Jewish actually sits in Queens. We go there. We go to the campus of LIJ, including Zucker Hillside.
Okay.
We do go to Nassau County Medical Center. And
in
East Meadow. We do go to all the doctors in Garden City because they're around our very important hospital, Winthrop. And we do go up to the St. Francis de Matis Center, which is actually mile past the town line.
Sure.
Up here, probably right across the street.
Right.
And because we found so many of our you know, members of our community need to go to these places, so they are included. And for each one of these locations, we had to, you know, research what the rate would be, make sure the taxi could do it. So, and we added along the way and officially added it to our rate grid so that 311 could be able to dispatch, so to speak, and give the proper rate. So it's, they're included, and it's going smoothly.
That's wonderful.
And that was good, because obviously those are like LIJ. It's an important hospital. There's a lot of doctors in it.
Absolutely.
And it's one location, and then to Nassau Medical, it's the same thing. It's one location, technically. Winthrop, same thing.
Right. Wow. Well, Winthrop, we actually go to all of the doctor's offices in Garden City.
Oh, really?
So that would be west of the Meadowbrook.
Which is wonderful, because I have a doctor's office that is over here, and yet he's got affiliations over there with specialists who I can't drive because of my eyes, so I need to get to Garden City to see the retina specialist. He's not here on Plan Dome Road, where I normally would go.
I get you. Okay.
Right.
That's amazing. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that.
So can I share with you also about
FoodChop? Yeah.
Because when we went back to basics, I got into the medical. We went on a tangent. But so FoodChopping, we've chosen shopping locations that have more to do than just getting food. For example, in Great Neck, we go to the Best Market Plaza, which has a pharmacy, has a bank or two, has the Great Neck Library, the station branch, has just so much to do. You could get
urgent
your nails
care,
done.
We have urgent, that.
Right, care. Urgent care. There now, too.
Absolutely. And, of course, if somebody is mobile and able, they can cross the street and go enjoy other things around there. But there's a coffee shop. There's restaurants you could take out for dinner. So people find it helpful. They socialize in the car. You get to know the other riders.
Right.
And there happens to be a library over there as well.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You know, the thing is, we're out of time.
Oh.
But the more important part, bottom line, the shopping, they go to Hubs, which is the most, in a nutshell. But I think the most important thing we learned today is that Shari is here to work with you personally. And she will get you where you need to go by hook or by crook. So it's a matter of calling 311, asking for Shari, being honest, tell her your needs, and she'll get you there. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.